City's favourite, KC 107.7.
Tonight, I'm giving you a glimpse into the life of someone who truly, truly embodies courage and community service. So don't forget, before I continue, that this show will be on a podcast very soon on the KC website. And don't forget the Power Hour, KC 107.7. And the number to join this conversation is 082-414-1077. My next guest is none other than Anthea Carles, a dedicated volunteer firefighter and first responder for Drakenstein Farm Watch. She's one of the unsung heroes who put their lives on the line to protect and to serve, literally on a daily basis. Anthea, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Gareen. Hi, listeners of Radio KC 107.7. It's absolutely fabulous to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm so privileged that you could make time. You know, I know you guys just got to run when there's something going on.
Yeah. Well, let's hope there's no fires or any emergencies. Just for the next 20 minutes, please.
Anthea, tell us what inspired you to become a volunteer firefighter and first responder.
Gareen, I think I've always had that deep sense of duty towards my community. It's not a job. You must understand that we are volunteers. It is a calling. You know, and when you work with your community, I believe that when people are in distress, people or someone needs to step in and help. And joining the DFW NPC as a volunteer for fire and first aid emergencies as a responder, it actually allowed me to combine my passion for service with hands-on action in critical situations. So, you know, when you see firsthand how immediate intervention can save people's lives, how it changed people's perception, and to protect people's property. When we look around us, we look in the informal settlements. When somebody loses a house, it is everything that they've ever had. They don't have insurances. They don't have backup rooms or backup anything. What they lose is what they lose. And that is one of the reasons, even more, why you push yourself so hard to want to serve your people. You want to help your community. I don't think it's nice. It is not a nice feeling to see somebody lose their home or their belongings. And that is something that actually just pushes us harder to do what we do.
Yeah. You know, I just watching your social media, what you guys do, I just look at it, it's truly what you say, it's a calling.
It's a calling.
Yeah, you got to have a heart for people.
Exactly. You know, each and every one of us, we are only vessels. Mm. We are all created equal, and we have a purpose in life. Whenever you say, I wonder what my purpose is in life, I've just listened to this young man who was on the show previously. And what stood out to me about his name is Can Will. He can and he will.
Wow. Wow. I have to tell him that.
So, you know what? We are all, each one of us, we are born with a purpose. Each and every little person that is
so
born
true.
Into this world has a purpose. We just need to tap into that. We need to make ourselves available.
So true. So true. What does a typical day look like for you when you're on duty with Drakenstein Farm Watch?
Well, not every day is the same. Every day is completely different, which makes it rewarding. The work then becomes rewarding. You know, some days we focus on training. We look at maintaining of equipment. We've got our own workshop where vehicles are prepared and equipment is being prepared for the next emergency call out, you know, and ensuring that everything is ready for the next emergency. And other times we're responding to medical emergencies, fires, or even assisting with humanitarian aid. Now, our winter hasn't even started yet. And you know what happens in winter. We up in the rural areas. And it's not just about firefighting. It's about, once again, serving the community. So when a call comes in at any time, we also need to be prepared. You need to prepare yourself mentally for each and every event that you go to. It's not just, you know, here we're going. It is a worst-case scenario. When you prepare yourself, you always think of the worst case scenario. That is the best way of preparing yourself mentally for any event. You know, so whether it's a family, helping a family after a house fire, or providing emergency medical care on the scene of an accident. And everything is fast paced. It's adrenaline driven. It's unpredictable. You know, with fires, it's fluid. It moves. You don't know what's going to happen next. The same with an accident. You get a call. You know, we've got a whole protocol that we follow when it comes to events for the day. When we get a call, it is immediately reported to the authorities. We are first responders, so we are in our vehicles and we're off. And you don't know what you're going to get until you get there. So you need to be mentally prepared for any situation.
Sure. I can remember last year, I had the privilege of getting a tour. Like some words just stuck in my mouth. But I had the privilege, and Dan took me everywhere and showed me how everything works. And that's what's so amazing was of that experience. But I also had the privilege to accompany you to see what's happening up in that mountains and that Tani's there and the way they live there. It was heartbreaking.
It is, you know what, the diversity between our communities is huge. You're talking about
totally.
We've got people living up against the mountain in the rural areas. We've got like 30,000 people in that area. Those ladies living up against the mountains, they are still lucky they have houses built. They're still living in houses built, even though it is not, you know, Valdivie, or sorry for mentioning that, but the fancy houses. They have a roof over their heads. We have so many people out there, Karine, that doesn't even have a roof over their heads. You know, and these are fragile and are vulnerable people that we need to take care of.
I still can't forget that and the houses we were in. And but it's something I'm also very passionate about, you know, and I can help in a different way.
Exactly.
We can't all do what you do.
Exactly.
You know?
And that is what volunteerism is all about, because each and every one of us has got a specific skill, a specific talent. You know, you come with a background of knowledge and information. You've got a job. And with that, you come and you join the team. And each one forms this team, this family of ours. And they add on to what we already have. And it is amazing. You know, we've recently, it didn't come here to mention names today, but I'm going to mention a few people that stand out for me that comes and, you know, our media guy that takes the most amazing pictures. You know, when you're at a fire scene, excuse me, at nighttime especially, you cannot believe how magnificent, and I don't want to say that, how magnificent a fire looks when it's taken through the right lens.
Like we heard
from panel as well. You know, and so people come with their specific talents and their specific skills, and they add value to the team, to the DFW family.
Totally. Yeah. So you have a specific guy that takes the pics.
We've got specific people that take specific photos.
Okay.
So everybody, that's why I say people come with their specific skills and talents and capabilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can you share one of the most intense or memorable call-outs you've responded to? There must be many.
One is going to be difficult for me because recently I have to share two.
Okay,
if
two.
I'll give you two. The gentleman that was lost for a week by his family,
mm-hmm.
that was a memorable moment in the sense that he was reunited with his family. He disappeared from home and we found him the Thursday, just a day before the week was over. And we found him next to the N1. Little bit disorientated, didn't know where he was and. But we were so lucky to be able to find him and to reunite him with his family. That was for me, that is unbelievable.
I followed that story.
That for me was amazing. And then yesterday, I had another memorable.
Oh, please tell. I think this is the one I do in a year, but I couldn't read.
The baby?
Yes.
The baby that was born yesterday.
I couldn't read because I just couldn't get to it.
We were called out for a fire in the rural area on somebody's farm. They were illegally burning stuff on somebody's property. And we went to investigate. We notified the authorities. We had to get SAPS involved because it was on private property. Long story short, you prepare yourself for a specific event, which is a fire. You're dressed for the occasion. And then the next call you get is somebody is going into labor. And you know what is the...
Never a dull moment.
There's never a dull moment. And the most amazing thing about this is, and I want to say to people out there, if you know what a gift is, a gift that has been wrapped for 9 months, and then it presents itself on a specific day that it was supposed to be there.
Ek kry nou hoendervleis hierso. Ek ook.
My hoendervleis gaan op my arms hierso. It was, and I'm getting goosebumps when I'm talking about this, Karine. Mm. I walked into the house. It's labor houses. The circumstances, the conditions of it is not things that we will think about.
Mm.
But to see that little newborn gift, that little baby lying there, just born, and mommy was still in labor because what happens after that.
So,
wait.
Yeah, yes. Please.
And the sound, the best sound. There's a song that says the best sound that you can ever hear is when you hear a newborn baby cry. Mm. That is the sweetest sound. It's music to anybody's ears. When I was standing there, I want to say to people, when you have a gift of life in your hands, you need to treasure that moment for the rest of your life. It is so beautiful. It is God-given. It's very few people that have that experience to experience that at that specific moment. And then handing the baby over to his mom, and the way she looked at him was with so much love.
Oh, my word.
And the way she was talking to him, it makes everything else in the background disappear. Goosebumps moment again for me.
Mm.
Because you realize that in spite of circumstances, there is love in this world.
Mm. Always.
Always. That new baby meant love. It's the same as the gentleman that we found. Mm. We took him home. His sister embraced him. She was kissing him. and you realize, wow, this is love. And this is what we need more of. We need more love.
Wow. This is hair-raising moments, goosebumps, alles wat jy kan kry. But, I scrolled through the pics. And I couldn't go through the, because I had a very, very busy week.
Mm.
So I couldn't read everything. So I just quickly ran, what's happening? And I saw the pics. It is amazing. But, Angel, we only have two more minutes left. So shortly, being in emergency response can be physically and emotionally demanding. How do you manage the stress and the pressure?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough calling. And once again, I'm going to use the word, it's not a job. We are not, you know, paid by, we're not government workers. We are volunteers. We are responders. It is a emotional, physical, spiritual sacrifice that you make. You make that conscious decision to go out and to want to make a difference in your community. So yeah, but we do have a strong support system. Debriefing for us and briefing for us is part of it. You know, when we go out, the team at the DFW, we all like family. We like brothers and sisters. We look out for each other. Debriefing and difficult call outs. You know, it's not always a happy ending. I'm being honest with you. You know, when you come back after people have lost 10 houses, you know, informal houses that burned to the ground, you can imagine. You know, you see how those people feel, how they react, and now you can imagine that effect it has on you as well, because you are a human being. We are human beings. We feel that loss as well. That is what I want to say. Vir die mense wat hulle huise verloor het in Lantana, wil ek sê, ons voel julle hartseer, ons voel julle verlies. So dis nie altyd vir ons lekker om te sien hoe mense hulle huise verloor nie. As jy alles jou hele lewe lank opgebou het en it's gone in 5 minutes. It's not a nice feeling. But I personally, I see to it that I stay active, that I eat well, that I get a lot of rest. We talk a lot to one another. We debrief, like I said. But you learn to balance the high adrenaline moments with the downtime. And most importantly, you remind yourself why you do this. And that is to help others when they need it most. And that is the purpose that keeps me going.
We can listen to this for hours, and we definitely have to have more of these talks.
Yeah.
And here, 30 seconds.
Okay.
For anyone listening who is interested in volunteering, what advice would you give them?
For anybody that has the heart to serve and the willingness to learn, I would encourage them to take that first step. Emergency response is not just about a physical strength. It's about teamwork, quick thinking, and a commitment to make a difference. Training will give you the skills you need, but dedication and a cool head under pressure will truly make a great responder. So, you know what? And a final thought is that true volunteerism is not just about giving time or money. It's about living out God's love through action. So there's a lot of scriptures that tells us, love your neighbor, be a good Samaritan, you know, all those. It's, the Bible is our handbook when it comes to volunteerism.
And on that note, that high note, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time and everything. I wish we had more time, but we will definitely do a comeback with some other team members in the future. Also would love to, you know, I can listen to you guys for hours.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, Anthea.
Thank you, Gareen. Thank you, Radio KC 107.7. It was amazing being here and sharing only a fraction of what we really do.
Sure. And on that note, it's arrivederci.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.